And welcome to a new episode of Pop Fishbowl. I am your host, Ezekiel. It is Monday, April 25th. Holy fire roasted trouts, guys. April is almost over. Like, we're like 4 months into 2016. This year is going by so quickly. So, I don't have a topic today other than I just have a lot of thoughts on things and I want it to rant. So, first of all, let's start with what I am reading. I am still working my way through The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. It is a really good book. It is just really long and it's historical, and I don't know why, but historical nonfiction, I always read really slowly. I don't know. There's not any rhyme or reason for it. I just kind of do it. So I'm still working on that. For comics, I picked up Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. I have loved Swamp Thing ever since I was a kid. If people know me well, they know I love my monsters. I didn't really know anything about him. I had the toy when I was a kid. And I picked this up because someone's like, you should read Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. So I read the first volume that he wrote. And I gotta say, I did not like it. I was kind of sad. It's always sad when you get a book or even watch a movie or something that you're really excited about and you're just kind of disappointed. I was underwhelmed by Swamp Thing. And the funny thing is, like, it's just my opinion, but it's not a bad written book. It's just, it's not my jam. See, what I was hoping for was, you know, to see Swamp Thing's life as like a creature and how he lives in the swamp and how he interacts with humans or other creatures or monsters or whatever. And at least the volume that I read really focused on the humans in the world instead of Swamp Thing. Like, he was just kind of like a supporting character. He kind of showed up and did things. And it was just not what I was looking for, but the writing was really good. So it's one of those things that I think a lot of people would like this, just I didn't because I like Swamp Thing. So those are the two books that I read. Before we jump into kind of like TV stuff that I'm doing, TV news, Twin Peaks just announced their final cast. They finished shooting, I think it's 16 or 18 episodes for next year. And David Lynch is doing all episodes, I believe. And the cast includes like Jim Belushi and Jeremy Davies from Justified and Robert Nepper from Prison Break and J.R. Ferguson, who is in a show that I loved like 10 years ago when I was little, called Surface, which was about underwater creatures being discovered. So I'm really excited. I got into Twin Peaks about a year ago. My Twitter / internet friend / just awesome person, Jordan, kind of got me into it. She was talking to me about it, and I binged all of it, and I fell in love with it. No surprise, because I love pie, and I like coffee occasionally, but it's just a really awesome show. It's just so quirky. I'm so excited. I'm a little scared, because I don't think everything should come back, but the fact that most of the original cast is returning, and David Lynch is writing and directing all the episodes, is really exciting. So I'm wearing my optimism hat and I'm excited. So that's Twin Peaks. Before I get into the TV that I am watching, I wanted to give an award for Best Improved Show. And that award goes to Wynonna Earp. Now, I think a couple episodes ago, I watched the first episode. I did not care for it. It was just really cheesy. It's filmed in one of the provinces in Canada called Alberta, near a city named Calgary. I have been to Calgary many times. I recognized it. And it was just the pilot. I didn't care for it. I just didn't like it. And then the second episode got better. The third episode improved, and by the fourth episode, it is a fun show. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think it's a great show. I don't think it should be nominated for Best Drama at the Emmys. But if you're a person that likes women being awesome and quirky fun, and not even quirky fun, just fun. It's like the descendant of Wyatt Earp, Winona, has to fight demons of all the people that Wyatt and this subsequent lineage has put down over the years. So all the people that the Earps have killed have come back as demons. It's got this whole kind of like Buffy thing to it, where like there's a chosen one, except instead of using a stake, she uses a revolver, and only she can fire the revolver. And the thing I like about Winona Earp is that, like, so the thing that was that I did like about the pilot was the sister bond between her sister Waverly, kind of the same reason I like the sister bond in Supergirl. And it just got better. And what Winona Earp did is by the fourth episode, they brought all the characters into the fold, so they're all working together. There's no secrets, and everyone is on the same page. And just a very quick spoiler, one of the main characters is Doc Holliday. So it was now revealed to everyone, the person that Winona works for, Winona and her sister Waverly, that this is in fact Doc Holliday, that he is helping them. And so the fourth episode just focused on Winona and Dolls, her boss at the Black Badge, and her sister and Doc Holliday tracking down a ghost. And it was perfect. Like, I mean, it's just, Winona Earp is a fun show. And I'm really glad that I continued to watch, because I just really did not care for it. So I have to give a shout out to a couple people. First of all, Gail Simone, who is an amazing comics writer. And if you haven't read her stuff, you should definitely check it out. Hello, Gail, if you're listening. And she said Winona Earp is really good. And I was like, no, it's not. Gail, Winona Earp is the best. It is really, really fun, and I really like it. So, and the second shout out goes to Carly Lane. Carly Lane is an awesome writer. She is an editor for the Mary Sue. She has the biggest X-Files obsession of people I know. And so Carly loves Winona. She was like, anyone who does a Winona podcast, I would love to be on. This is not a Winona podcast, but this is as close as I'm going to get to a Winona Earp podcast, is doing a little segment for it. So Gail and Carly and everyone else who loves Winona Earp, it is a really good show. And again, I cannot say that enough. If you like demons and women being awesome and just quirky fun, you probably would enjoy Winona Earp. It's on Sci-Fi. It's on the Sci-Fi channel. It's filmed in Canada, so that's kind of cool. So speaking of TV, I'm really excited, guys, because most of my TV is ending. There's like 4 episodes left of DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I think there's 5 episodes left of Flash. Underground has 3 episodes left, but Supergirl is done. Supergirl had a good finale. Outsiders is done. Outsiders did not have a good finale. It ended really weird. I try really hard not to go into spoilers. It just, maybe I should give an award for what the heck, Outsiders. Like, what are you doing? It's one of those shows that I tried. I really, really tried. I mean, it's on a new network, which is WGN America, and I want to support it. And its sister show, Underground, is also on WGN America, and Underground is really good. And Outsiders, I mean, Paul Giamatti is executive producing it, which I guess means nothing, because it's just a show that could be good, and I don't enjoy it. So I've watched 13 episodes of Outsiders. I watched the whole first season. I gave it a chance. I gave it more of a chance than I should, and it's done. And hopefully I will never, ever, ever watch another episode of Outsiders. Now, in case if Outsiders does get good and I'm not watching, please send me an email at popfishbowl@gmail.com, because I really would like to watch this show. So that's Outsiders. Underground, I finally caught up. I watched the last 2 episodes, so up to episode 7. I really, really like this show, guys. I love the music that they have in it, that is kind of like a juxtaposition to the time period, because it's like current music in like slavery, and it's you don't think it would work, but it works, and I like it, and I like the cast. And just with going, like, just a little quick spoiler, so if you want to watch Underground and you don't want to hear, just shut it off for like 5 minutes-ish, maybe. Maybe I'll talk less than 5 minutes. But Underground, the last episode focused on the kids. So the kid of I want to call him Slave Hunter, but there's probably a better word for it. But the character played by Christopher Maloney, August, he is the slave hunter that's tracking the runaways. So it focused on his child, and it focused on the child of the plantation owner, Tom, played by Reed Diamond. Reed Diamond, if you're listening, you are horrible on the show, which means you're doing a really good job. Because every time I see you, I want to punch you in the face. I hate it. I hate you so much. And it also focused on a little boy on the plantation, as well as the boy who ran away with them when they escaped. Underground is just a really good show. I've been enjoying it. I heard today that it got renewed for a second season. I don't know how I feel about that, because I like the idea of it being a self-contained miniseries of 10 episodes. So it depends how Underground ends. If it ends in a really good way that I feel that should have a second season, then I'll be excited. But sometimes, guys, and again, this is my opinion, shows sometimes should only be a miniseries or only have one season. Sometimes you don't need to continue a show just because it's a TV show. So that's the stuff that I'm watching. I'm going forward. It's Monday night. I've got a couple holes in my schedule, so I don't know what I want to fill it with. I'd like to watch 4 to 5 hours of TV a week. So now that a couple of my shows are done, like, you know, iZombie and The Magicians and People vs. OJ, I still haven't watched finished watching The Expanse on Sci-Fi. I haven't watched Billions on Showtime. I haven't watched Colony on USA Network. There's Louis C.K.'s show, Horace and Pete, that he did just on his website. It's kind of cool. It's the first time that someone just dropped a TV show. Like, you drop an album on iTunes like Beyonce. So that's kind of cool. Happen Leonard's on the Sundance Channel, and so that's a show. There's also The Path on Hulu with Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad and Hugh Dancy from Hannibal and Michelle Monaghan from, I think, Mission Impossible. She's in others. I think she's in True Detective. It looks really good, and it's a Hulu show, and it's different. There's so much TV, you guys. So much peak TV is a thing. So that's it. Now on to, I guess, this topic, which is Zeke has some thoughts on things. So there is one thing that happened this past weekend, and Game of Thrones returned for its sixth season on HBO. Here's the thing about me and Game of Thrones. I don't think it is a bad show by any means. I do think, however, it is terribly overhyped and overpraised. Including my brother. I love him dearly, as he is my brother, but it is, in his opinion, the best show ever in the history of TV. And it's like, dude, you can't say that out of the 60 plus years of TV, and not just in the United States, but in Britain and the UK and China and, you know, all the other countries I'm missing out on, that this is the best show that has come out or will come out. You know, I'm really funny when it comes to things that are overhyped. I had to wait with Star Wars, basically, because everyone was talking about Star Wars. So I think it's just me. I'm just weird like that. But when everyone keeps telling me how excited they are about Game of Thrones and how Game of Thrones is the best show ever, and these same people have never heard or watched The Wire, they haven't watched the first two seasons of Fargo on FX, they have not watched The People vs. O.J. Simpson, they have not watched Underground on WGN America. There's a lot of good TV. And so while Game of Thrones is a good show, it is not the best show ever made. And I sometimes think that it gets a little bit more hype than it should. So I also stopped watching Game of Thrones last season because, spoiler alert, if you have not watched the fifth season of Game of Thrones, but the character of Sansa Stark was raped on her wedding night, and I did not really like it because I didn't feel that it advanced the storyline and it gave more agency to the person that was watching her attack rather than Sansa herself. And I don't like that, and I felt that they kind of just did it for shock value because in the books, it is not Sansa who was raped, it was another character. And so the fact that they added it to Sansa when they didn't really have to really upset me. That episode, in fact, upset a lot of people. It is the reason why the Mary Sue is not covering Game of Thrones anymore, for that very reason. And I don't like it. I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to my drama and stuff, and I'm a person who likes dark stuff, I like dark TV, but I don't need to see that. You know, it's just like, and I don't like that argument of people saying, well, it happened back then. Well, that doesn't mean I need to watch it on my TV. I didn't feel there was a need for it. The counter argument that I've heard from my brother, of all people, is just wait until season 6 and then it'll all be explained and worked. So I don't know if it will. Maybe it does, but I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones. And it's just, it's not my jam. So if you love Game of Thrones, I'm happy and excited for you. Please don't talk to me about Game of Thrones, because one, I'm probably not the person to talk to about it, and I just kind of sick of it, to be honest. The other thing that I think is kind of overhyped is Civil War, Marvel's upcoming movie about the war between Captain America and Iron Man and all the characters in between. You've got Black Panther appearing, you've got Spider-Man, which is the reason I'm excited. And the thing of it is, the more superhero movies that get made, I am less excited about. I'm excited about Captain Marvel, and I'm excited about Wonder Woman, because I feel that there needs to be more female superhero movies. So those I'm really excited about. I'm excited about Suicide Squad. I'm a little excited about X-Men versus X-Men Apocalypse. But I gotta say, like, if Spider-Man was not in Civil War, I probably wouldn't be excited for it. So I feel weird, because it's like all my friends in my life and the people that I follow on Twitter and even in the Twitter sphere and the Tumblr blogosphere and everything, it just seems that people get so hyped on things, and I sometimes feel like I'm the biggest weirdo this side of Mars, because I just, the more hype that it's attributed to something, the less I want to watch it. Maybe I'm going to be one of those weirdos that, like, 10 years from now, I'll watch Game of Thrones and I'll really enjoy Game of Thrones. Depending on if they address the Sansa thing at all, and then, you know, I'll really enjoy Civil War. But anyways, it's clocking in at 18 minutes. I always try to keep these short, so I don't know if I'll be back on Friday or next week, or if I'll have more of a focus. This was just me talking about pop culture, but I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.